Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks, because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
Once again, here in downtown Crookston, it is 30 degrees, but feels like 15 degrees with the wind chill. Those winds out of the north at 30, gusting to 36 miles per hour with these overcast skies overhead. We'll have plenty more on the weather and all the roads that have been impacted, as well as the rest of our noontime news here on KROX. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, 30 degrees, but plenty of wind out of the north at 30, gusting to 36 miles per hour. And with those winds, it feels like 15 degrees with the wind chill. Now with today's edition of the Noontime News, here is Chris Fee.
Well, thanks, Leo. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour. President Donald Trump is welcoming Beto O'Rourke to the Democratic primary race with faint praise. Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office today, Trump says of the Texas congressman, "Well, I think he's got a lot of hand movement." O'Rourke announced he was entering the race today, joining a vast pool of Democrats hoping to take on Trump in 2020. For his part, Trump said he was ready for anyone. The reputed boss of New York's Gambino crime family has been gunned down outside his home, dying a virtual unknown compared with his swaggering 1980s-era predecessor, the custom-tailored tabloid sensation John Gotti. Francesco Frankie Boy Calley, 53, was found with multiple gunshot wounds on Wednesday night and was pronounced dead at a hospital. President Trump says Britain's debate over leaving the European Union is tearing the country apart. Trump commented today as he welcomed Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar to the White House for an early St. Patrick's Day celebration. Trump said he's surprised at how badly the Brexit negotiations have been handled, calling it a tough situation and a shame. British lawmakers later Thursday will vote on whether to seek a delay to Britain's departure from the EU. Despite more than 100 local governments around the country having adopted sanctuary rules to protect immigrants, informal information sharing continues to violate those rules. The chairwoman of the Bernalillo County Commission in California says staff members at the jail in Albuquerque were still giving immigration access to information. And the American Civil Liberties Union says in Orange County, California, a detective often looked up license plate information for an immigration officer. And a large wake is being held for some of the victims of a mass shooting at a school in southern Brazil. Wednesday's attack left 8 dead, including 5 students. The attackers, 17 and 25 years old, took their own life as police began entering the school. Authorities said, while Latin America's largest nation has long struggled with violence, mass shootings at schools are rare. That's a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos? Well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
I'll take a look at our present conditions. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have 30 degrees under cloudy skies, a north wind of 29, gusting up to 37. Barometric pressure at 29.57 inches, our visibility down to a quarter of a mile, humidity is at 100%. Again, 30 degrees above zero is our temperature. With that wind, we have a wind chill of 15. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. Snow, blowing and drifting snow. New snow accumulation up to 1 inch. Total snow accumulation 2 to 3 inches. Highs 30 to 35. Temperatures falling through the afternoon. It'll be very windy. North winds of 30 to 40 with gusts up to around 50 miles an hour. 55 miles an hour. Near 100% chance of snow. Tonight mostly cloudy, patchy blowing and drifting snow through the night. Lows 15 to 20. It'll be windy. North winds around 25 miles an hour, gusting up to 45. Well, the word historic was thrown around. I said I don't like to say it until after. Looks like this one so far has been anything but historic, which is good. We're happy they were wrong for a change, but there's still an afternoon left of it could get pretty ugly. The blizzard warning remains in effect until 1 a.m. on Friday morning. Blizzard conditions mainly in open country. Additional snow accumulations of up to 2 inches. Winds gusting as high as 55 miles an hour for northwest Minnesota and northeast South Dakota. We do have these announcements. The Minnesota Department of Transportation has expanded the no-travel advisory in northwestern Minnesota due to reduced visibility from blowing and drifting snow. No travel is advised on Highway 2 from Crookston to the North Dakota border, which would be Grand Forks. The no travel advisory also includes Highway 220 from Highway 2 to Climax and Highway 75 from Crookston to Shelley. Snowplows will continue to operate, but motorists are advised not to travel until conditions improve. And let's see what else. The Department of Transportation has enacted a no-travel advisory for all routes north and west of Thief River Falls due to heavy snow and reduced visibility. Snowplows will continue to operate, but motorists are advised not to travel until conditions improve. And County Road 17 between Highway 2 and County Road 66 is closed. There are reports of 5-foot snow drifts over the road at Grand Marais, and traffic should either use County Road 19 or Highway 2 to get to East Grand Forks. As usual, use caution. If you need to travel on roads during a blizzard, make sure your vehicle has plenty of gas and you have a winter survival kit in case you become stranded. So just because it looks nice in downtown Crookston here, as we look out the window, looks like just another winter day. But once you get to the outskirts of town, if that snow does start to come and a little heavier at times, that will cause very limited visibility. That is a look at our numbers, our present conditions, and all the travel information. We will take a break. We'll take a look at, I don't know if we'll run through all the weather-related announcements that we have, but we will take a look at those at the end of our noontime news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and 2 baseball tickets. That'll be $30. Will you be paying with cash or debit?
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kasasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kasasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, U.S. wildlife officials want to strip gray wolves of their remaining endangered species protections and declare the species recovered following a decades-long restoration effort. The proposal would put wolves under state authority and allow hunting in more areas. Critics say that would halt a population expansion that has seen wolves rebound in parts of the Rockies, Pacific Northwest, and Great Lakes. Officials say their goal was to protect against extinction, not restore wolves everywhere. A Minnesota man accused of removing his ailing wife from a care center, taking her home, and holding what he described as a death party before she died has been charged with murder. 58-year-old Dwayne Johnson was initially charged with criminal neglect in the January death of his wife, Deborah Lynn Johnson. Brown County prosecutors have now added a third-degree murder charge. Johnson told investigators he gave some methamphetamine to his wife because she wanted to party before her death. Democratic leaders say they'll work with Governor Tim Walz to ensure the integrity of Minnesota's child care assistance program following an auditor's report that found fraud is a problem with the program, but no proof that money from it has found its way to terrorists. House Speaker Melissa Hortman says the program is critically important for families struggling with high child care costs. That's a look at our state news. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at our sports. That'll be coming up after this from HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and two baseball tickets. That'll be $30. Will you be paying with cash or debit?
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kasasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kasasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports scene, you can check out this week's Sports Fever column where we review the Pirate Boys basketball season and look at how many program records Nick Garmin broke this year. Finishes in the top 10 in several other categories. We also take a look at the Northwest Boys Basketball All-Conference team and the North Tri-County Boys Basketball All-Conference Award winners. I share my thoughts on Neil Steffes and other items from the Section 8A Boys Basketball Tournament. I also take a look at the Section 8AA Boys Basketball, Sacred Heart Boys Basketball, and some state hockey trivia we had from a reader as well. Interesting tidbit of info with the Crookston tie-in, of course. And we have all the Class A and AA girls basketball players named to the All-State team, and there's a lot of area players. A state girls basketball preview, some jokes, and how former Pirates are doing, all online at KROXAM.com. Hover over the sports banner, let that drop down, and click on Sports Fever. And also our athlete of the week this week is going to be Crookston High School boys basketball manager, Sean Nelson, the senior. He is our athlete of the week this week. And you can find out more about Sean and everything that he does, has done for the boys basketball program. The other items we have on our sports from yesterday, the Twins, they beat Boston 9-5. I think that's a 3-2 lead now in the series for, what do they play, the Commissioner's Cup or Governor's? Yeah, it's something. But they play for I don't even know if they have a trophy, but they they just play seven times, I think it is. And they always have that fun competition in spring training, but the Twins win yesterday 9-5. Boys basketball, the Section 8-2A tournament, boy, they've just been having a hard time getting those games in. The semifinals are supposed to be held at Concordia College in Moorhead last night. They had postponed it, hindsight being 2020. Probably could have got away with playing them last night, but you just can't roll the dice when you're dealing with other people's kids. Purim and Barnesville and Holly and Dilworth, Glendon, Felton, that has been postponed to Friday. The section championship will be Saturday, so they'll play back-to-back. They're high school kids. That should be fine. In the Section 6A tournament semifinals, Henning, they must have a nice team. They beat Manoman Wabin 82-52. Parker's Prairie beat Ortonville 72-56. Girls basketball, the best player in the state of Minnesota and the best junior in the nation, Paige Buechers, the junior from Hopkins. She led her team to a 68-46 win over Lakeville North. Centennial beat Maple Grove. It was Stillwater, who has another pretty darn good player, I think the AP Player of the Year, the Scalia girl. She's going to play for the Gophers next year. Stillwater beat Shakopee 73-48. Eastview beat Forest Lake 48-38. Eastview has a UMC a recruit that will be coming here next year. So if you want to watch that on Friday and the TV, you can do that. Minneapolis De La Salle, they win. Holy Angels Academy, they beat Fergus Falls 58-57. Fergus Falls, it sounds like they could be in 8AA next year. Not good news for the Section 8AA because it sounds like Fergus Falls having most of their players come back. Robbinsdale Cooper, they beat Austin, and Becker beat Marshall. Class AA, were the Roseau Rams, boy, they held on. Redwood Valley had a three-point shot with 2 seconds left for the win. It was short off the front of the rim. Roseau holds on to a 75-74 victory to advance to the semifinals. Caledonia beat Proctor. It was Albany beating Holy Family Catholic 60-49. Last time Albany advanced to the state semifinals, Pirate fans might remember, 2008. And Minnehaha Academy beat St. Peter. UMC men, they finished 11th out of 12 teams at the Winona State Invitational. It was won by the University of Indianapolis. Winona State was second. And the women, they finished 8th out of 8 teams, won by Missouri Western State. The highest Crookston finisher, Crookston kid, we should say, was Isaac Westlake. He finished 15th place for Winona State. Let's see what else we have here on the sports schedule for today. Again, we'll have the Twins. They take on Washington just underway. We'll join it at 1 o'clock. Then tonight we'll have Gopher men's basketball. They take on Penn State in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. And that, or is it the first round? Second. 5:30 the pregame, 6 o'clock will be the opening tip. Minnesota Wild, they host Dallas tonight at 7. The Timberwolves are at Utah at 8. And the first round of the Class A State Girls Basketball Tournament at Maturi Pavilion in Minneapolis. It's Red Lake. They are trailing Minneota 46-29 with 11:49 left in the game there. So Minneota with a sizable lead. Looks like they will go on. Ada Borup Norman County West, they're getting ready to play at 1 o'clock. They'll take on Heritage Christian Academy. Then Mountain Iron Buell. We'll take on Goodhue at 3. And Monaga will take on Bold at 5. And the Class AA consolation games are being held tonight at Concordia St. Paul at the Gengelhoff Center. Class 3A semifinals at Williams Arena. Minneapolis De La Salle takes on Holy Angels Academy, and Robbinsdale Cooper will take on Becker. That just started the first game. Class 4A semifinals there tonight. Hopkins takes on Centennial. Stillwater takes on Eastview. And consolation at Concordia St. Paul, it was Maple Grove beating Lakeville North 47-26. That's the state girls basketball tournament going on. The winter sports season will wrap up next week with the boys state basketball tournament. Leo and I will be down there, and you'll be able to hear some of the games. Depending on when the Section 8AA representative plays, we could have their game if they play at 8 on Wednesday next week. Yeah, or else we'll have the first games on Thursday, Friday, and then we'll have the championship games on Saturday. So you can be listening for that next weekend. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news. A lot to tell you about. That'll be coming up right after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Fill your freezer with pizzas. Hugo's Family Marketplace is having a mix and match pizza sale. Assorted Bellatoria, Rielza, Brew Pub Lots of Matzah, Pizza Corner, Luigi's, Bruschetta Naturally, or Brick Oven Pizzas, they're 5 for $25. Stop by Hugo's Deli, buy Hugo's Original Rotisserie Chicken for $6.99. And in Hugo's Produce Department, the one-pound package of Dreskel Strawberries, $2.99.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff, when you go to Hugo's.
All right, taking a look at the local news. Now, this was a pretty cool story. During the city council meeting on Monday, Mike Enright, who lives on Eickhoff Boulevard, approached the council during the Crookston Forum, which is where citizens can come and bring up questions, comments, concerns. And he had an idea for a neighborhood-managed outdoor ice rink. Enright said that along with a group of neighbors in his area, they've been talking about having an ice rink in their area for a couple of years.
We've been talking with a lot of guys in the community, guys and gals. We all got kids that are playing hockey, and we kind of miss the days when we had neighborhood rinks. You know, everybody was a rink rat. You went out, you hung out at the neighborhood rink, you had your mom bring a potluck, a chili or something, or you had hot chocolate, and you just skated all night. You know, everybody had a great time.
Enright said he spoke with the Crookston Park and Rec director Scott Riopel about the neighborhood's idea about this time last year, but with the transition to summer coming, it wasn't great timing.
I did talk to Scott Riopel about it last year, about this time. He kind of didn't seem into the project, but it was the end of winter, right? He's looking for spring projects, summer projects, baseball diamonds, stuff like that. So we got together again with about 15, 20 guys, and I just somehow lucked out and ended up being the spokesperson. I don't know how that worked. But so I came here tonight, and I wanted to talk to the city council about it. And this group of people, we're willing to pitch in together, try to get these boards built because the city no longer has boards. We want to get some new boards built. We would like to get a pilot program. I believe it's Evergreen Park, right on the north side of town. There's plenty of people there we know, plenty of people that have kids, you know, it's right in that neighborhood. So you got a lot of good guys, good families. They've had kids out on the outdoor rinks. They've done all this stuff. It's right there in their neck of the woods. And it's just a pilot, because I think other districts, other wards are going to really look at this and maybe want to do it themselves.
The community is willing to put down the poly liner, put up and take down the boards and maintain the snow if they can get permission to use the city park, according to Enright.
As far as the equipment, we can put the boards up, we can put the poly liner in, and I do have my tractor in town here. I use it to clear snow, which God knows we've needed this year. So I'm willing to help. We got several people that have snowblowers close by, so if there's just a small shot, they're willing to help. We're willing to flood the ice. The main thing we're looking for from the city is help with, say, permission, I guess I should rather say, for putting the ice rink in that park, because it is city property, so we'd like to have permission to do that, and help from the city to get water, whether it be through the fire department or just public works, whoever can help us out. It's more expensive than a guy thinks and more time-consuming. If you're out there with a garden hose, it takes a long time to flood a rink. If you're out there with a fire hose, not so much. So that's kind of what we're hoping to get support from. As far as the boards, I'm going to build them myself or get a group of guys together and we'll build them and we'll see how it shakes out. I'm hoping that there's a lot more people that look forward to doing the same kind of thing in their neighborhood. So hopefully it's received well by the city. I really do hope so.
Enright said he'll be present at the park board meeting and present the neighborhood's proposal, which will be held April 15th at 4:45. The Polk County Transfer Station continues to inch towards completion on the south side of Crookston. 2 weeks ago, the issue with the concrete floor in the offices pitting was discovered. More recently, staff and contractors have become aware of an issue with the temperature not being where it should be in some of the rooms, according to Polk County Environmental Services Director John Steiner.
It seems like a never-ending thing with construction. So, and we don't do it, or at least I don't do a lot of construction. So maybe this is routine. I don't know. But as we get close to being given the ability to move into the building, little things keep popping up. So there's going to be an energy audit because the system's having trouble the way it's set up, keeping a couple of the rooms up to temperature. And that could just be a simple issue of tuning or balancing the system, increasing the performance of some of the units a little bit. Or it could be pointing to something where there's insulation missing in an area or something like that.
Recently, the electricians also showed up and started unhooking lights near the roof tip floor, saying that it needed to go from hardwire to a plugged-in system, citing code.
There's been some recent concerns with the lights. We were kind of surprised when the electrician showed up to start unconnecting lights, citing a code issue. So we have to get to the bottom of that, too. So in the end, it'll all work out, I'm sure. But right now, it's a little frustrating, I think, for everybody. We're at the point of moving. Our temporary trailer is supposed to go back to the company we're renting it from. We're going to end up renting that again for at least another month while we work through all these issues. So hang in there, I guess, is the moral of the story.
That it is. The Marcella Arnold Nursing Scholarship is designed to provide financial aid to eligible nursing students in their final year of nursing school. The applicant must be a full-time nursing student in an associate or bachelor degree school of nursing or prior to the start of an LPN program. The scholarship is designed to help fund the final year. Applicants must be a resident of Minnesota or a non-resident of Minnesota with a membership in the Minnesota Veterans of Foreign Wars or Auxiliary attending a nursing school in Minnesota. The applicant must be a member of or eligible to join the Veterans of Foreign Wars or VFW Auxiliary or be a child or grandchild of a member of the VFW or VFW Auxiliary. A reservist can be eligible if they have been awarded a campaign or service ribbon, which establishes eligibility for the VFW. If you would like more information, applications are available from the chairman, Twyla Altepeter, at the Fertile Journal at 945-6120, or in the evenings you can call 281-6582, or go to our website, KROXAM.com, click on the story there, and we have a link to the application as well. On Wednesday at approximately 7:25 p.m., Grand Forks police were notified of a discharge of a firearm at the Ambassador Motel. A single round was fired from a handgun. The bullet struck a window, which broke one pane of glass of a double-pane window. Nobody was injured during the incident. The investigation is continuing. If anyone has any more information, you can contact the Grand Forks police at 701-787-8000. The Grand Forks Police Department responds to several of these calls per year and would like to remind people to properly check their weapon and always point the weapon in a safe direction. We have a report of an accident yesterday at 11:42 a.m. on University Avenue. A 2017 Hyundai Veloster, driven by Giselle De Leon of Crookston, and a 2015 Toyota Camry driven by Jacob Watts of Grand Forks. There was no injuries, moderate damage to both vehicles, a citation to Watts for failure to yield the right-of-way. And there was also a report of an accident yesterday at 1:32 p.m. on North Main Street and 4th Street, a 2015 Chevy Impala driven by Timothy Newhouse of Crookston, and a 2000 Ford Windstar driven by Kim Hassel of Crookston. No injuries, moderate damage to both vehicles, citation to Hassel for failure to yield the right-of-way. The Northwest Regional Correction Center reported the arrest of the following: Dwayne Earl Fairbanks, 66, of Red Lake Falls, for felony possession of a pistol or assault weapon with a conviction of a crime of violence, and Kelsey Lynn Wolliver, 25, of Crookston, for gross misdemeanor probation violation. Anyone interested in deer can talk with area wildlife managers from the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources on Tuesday, March 19th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Crookston Public Library at 110 North Ash Street. This local open house style meeting is a way to encourage discussions about deer and deer management, enhance local relationships, and foster two-way communication between the DNR and the public. The DNR began these meetings last year with the release of its statewide deer management plan. The DNR encourages anyone who can't attend the meeting to contact Emily Hutchins, the Crookston Area Wildlife Supervisor, at 218-687-2294 for additional information or to address any questions about deer management. Taking a look at the obituary desk today, Arlene Faye Wagner, 91, of Park Rapids and a former longtime Fisher resident, passed away at Diamond Willow Assisted Living in Park Rapids Tuesday afternoon. She was comforted by her three children who had been at her side throughout her last days. Arlene was born in Plummer, Minnesota, February 2, 1928, the daughter of John and Lena Germanson Norby. She was baptized and confirmed at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Plummer, where she grew up and was a 1945 graduate of Plummer High School. Arlene then furthered her education at Bemidji State College. She was united in marriage to Norman Roy Bud Wagner, May 2, 1947, at Fisher. A home for Arlene and Bud was in Fisher, where they lovingly raised their four children, Dee, Larry, Robert, and Joan. Sadly, Larry passed away December 28, 1980, and Arlene, in addition to being a full-time housewife and mother, was KROX's Voice of Fisher, doing the Fisher News for a number of years and also worked for a time at the KROX offices. Later in life, she began to work for MnDOT at the Travel Information Center just outside of Fisher as the travel consultant until the information center was closed. Arlene is survived by her three living children, Dee Craft of Park Rapids, Robert Wagner and wife Jane of East Grand Forks, Joan Tweedale and husband Cliff of Park Rapids, six grandchildren, Brian Craft, Aaron Luger, John Wagner, Tom Wagner, Max Wagner, and Justin Tweedale. Three great-grandchildren, Two sisters-in-law, Rose Skyberg of East Grand Forks, Charlotte Wagner of Fisher, a brother-in-law, Harry Puff of Moorhead, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives. In addition to Bud, her beloved husband of 36 years, and their precious son, Lawrence Daniel II, Arlene was preceded in death by her parents, John and Lena Norby, sisters June and Gladys, brothers Orrin, Harvey, and Leroy, and parents-in-law Lawrence and Lily Wagner. A memorial service celebrating Arlene's life will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, March 18th, at Trinity Lutheran Church in Fisher, with the Reverend Larry Harvala officiating. Visitation with the family will be 1 hour prior to the service. Interment will take place at the Greenwood Cemetery in Fisher in the spring. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Eugene Raunbuehler, who was born in 1894 in Crookston. He enlisted 8 times, starting in 1917 and for the final time in 1945. He was discharged in 1947. Eugene Raunbuehler died on this date, 1963, at the VA hospital in St. Cloud. Enlisted 8 times in his lifetime. Let's see what else we have as we shift over to the weather. We have the snow starting to pick up a little bit here, causing for a little more limited visibility. We have 30 degrees, cloudy snow skies, north wind of 29, gusting up to 37. That creates a wind chill right around 15. We have visibility down to a quarter of a mile, and humidity is at 100%. Our low was, we had about 4 inches of snow, so much better than what we were anticipating to have by this time today, but there still is a chance for more. We'll tell you about that here in just a little bit. Yesterday's high was 34, yesterday's low 23. The average high today is 31, the average low 16. The year ago high was 30, the year ago low is 12. Today's record high, 66, set in 2016. The record low, 33 below, set in 1897. The sun rose at 7:41. The sun will set at 7:29 for 11 hours and 48 minutes of daylight. Again, right now, 30 degrees. We have cloudy skies, snow continuing to fall and blow. North wind of 29, gusting up to 37, and the visibility is down to a quarter of a mile. Taking a look at the rest of the weather, there is a blizzard warning in effect until 1 a.m. Friday. Blizzard conditions are expected. Total snow accumulation of 6 to 12 inches, they're saying still possible. And you can expect winds as high as 55 miles an hour here the rest of today. Well, Polk County has pulled its plows south of Crookston and west of Trunk Highway 9 by Beltrami. The wind and snow continues. Polk County has reviewed the forecast for wind, snow, and temperatures and will resume plowing operations at 12:01 Friday morning countywide. Temperatures will continue to be around 20 degrees, which will allow plows to remove most of the snow and ice. Polk County Sheriff's Office Emergency Management tells us about that. So, again, Polk County plows have pulled, Polk County has pulled the plows off the roads until 12:01 a.m. Friday morning countywide. So I think with that we can tell you there's no travel advised. The Minnesota Department of Transportation has enacted a no-travel advisory for all routes north and west of Thief River Falls due to heavy snow and reduced visibility. Snowplows will continue to operate, but motorists are advised not to travel until conditions improve. And the Minnesota Department of Transportation has expanded its no-travel advisory in northwestern Minnesota due to reduced visibility from blowing and drifting snow. No travel is advised on Highway 2 from Crookston to Grand Forks. No travel advised includes Highway 220 from Highway 2 to Climax and Highway 75 from Crookston to Shelley. Snowplows will continue to operate, but motorists are advised not to travel until conditions improve. And County Road 17 between Highway 2 and County Road 66 is closed. There are reports of 5-foot snow drifts over the road by Grand Marais. I guess, in Polk County. It's also on the Iron Range or the northeast Minnesota. But traffic should use either County Road 19 or Highway 2 to get to East Grand Forks. As usual, use caution if you need to travel on roads during a blizzard. Make sure your vehicle has plenty of gas and you have a winter survival kit in case you become stranded or stuck. And a reminder that Polk County plows are being pulled until 12:01 Friday morning. Taking a look at the forecast for the rest of today, new snow accumulation up to an inch, total snow accumulation 2 to 3 inches, highs 30 to 35. Temperatures falling through the afternoon, it'll be very windy, north winds of 30 to 40 miles an hour with gusts to around 55, and a near 100% chance of snow. Tonight, mostly cloudy, patchy blowing and drifting snow through the night, lows 15 to 20. It'll be windy, north winds around 25, becoming northwesterly around 15 miles an hour after midnight, gusts up to 45 miles an hour. Friday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-20s, northwest winds of 10 to 20. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35. Sunday, partly sunny, highs 30 to 35. Monday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-30s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-30s. And then Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 35 to 40. They said March is supposed to be colder, I thought. But it looks like it could be warming up here as we hit the middle of the month. Okay, here we go. The weather-related announcements. It would be easier probably to tell you what is open, but here's what we have, and we're going to go through them relatively quick. So listen closely. Renew Dental, Carrie Larson's Hair Connection, Egg Country in Crookston. They're all closed today. No second-grade girls' basketball practice tonight. Montague's Flower Shop, North Country Food Bank. The all Lake Agassiz Regional Library locations are closed. The Young Professionals Lunch and Learn, scheduled for today, had been canceled. And the Tri-Valley offices affected by the blizzard will be closed today. Functionally Fit is not staffed. Opticare in Crookston and East Grand Forks are closed. The Diocese of Crookston is closed today. Sunrise Center is closed. Northwestern Mental Health Center is closed. The Crookston Community Pool did not have morning activities. Crookston Wesley United Methodist Women's Breakfast Group for Thursday is canceled. The American Legion Auxiliary meeting scheduled for today is canceled. Due to the impending weather, or the weather that we're now having, Riverview Clinics, Rehab Services, Adult Day Services, Riverview Recovery Center, and Cardiopulmonary Rehab will be closed today. Also, Riverview Health CPR classes for tonight are canceled. North Country Food Shelf will be closed. And I think we had that already. Yes, we did. The Crookston VFW will be closed today. The Pastor Tech Study is canceled for today. The Polk County DAC is closed today. First Presbyterian Church in Crookston has canceled their book study today. Northwestern Minnesota Dairy Day in McIntosh has been postponed to Monday, April 8th. The City of Crookston Code and Conduct and Ethics meeting scheduled for today has been postponed to Thursday, March 21st at City Hall's conference room. Reynolds, Harbick, Knutson, and Larson Law Office will be closed. The limited edition gift shop at Riverview is closed today. Ultra Clinic in Red Lake Falls and Erskine is closed. The Ultra Clinic in Crookston is open, but their walk-in clinic is closed. Aspen Chiropractic Clinic, Warren Senior Meals, all closed today. Hetty Salon is closed, and Riverview Health home-delivered meals for today have been canceled. American Federal Bank in Crookston will close at 2 today. Northern Sky Bank, they will also close at 2 o'clock today. Those are all the weather-related announcements that we have so far. We'll keep adding them to our list. Just go to KROXAM.com and click on Weather Cancellations. You'll be able to see all of the business closings and all the other information. Also on our news page, we have the travel advisories and everything else. We'll be posting that on our news page as well, so keep tuned. And the best way to do that, though, is to keep your radio tuned to KROX. And a Longton agency just down the street, they are closed today as well. Should we close? We should. So those, Leo will be typing those in here, and we'll have them all updated. And if you have a weather-related announcement, you can give us a call, 281-1140. You can email it to us at krox@rrv.net. That's krox@rrv.net, or call 218-281-1140. And that gets you caught up to date. That is the noontime news on this not quite historic, but still some nasty weather for Blizzard, what is it, Geraldine. So Geraldine disappointed in a positive way, I guess we could say. That is a look at our noontime news. The noontime news is brought to you in part today by the Crookston Collision Center, Stennis Granite, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, and Hugo's Family Marketplace.